The Trump administration's announcement Thursday that the opioid crisis is a national public health emergency was not news to first responders in Madison County. As WEKU's Sherry Lawson reports, the local sheriff is looking forward to help from the federal government.
Sheriff Mike Coyle has been in law enforcement four decades and has witnessed drug problems from day one. He says there's probably no better time than now for our society to recognize that we have a problem, not just Madison County, but across the world.
We do need the help from the federal government. We need for more legislation to be passed and something to be done with drug traffickers. Drug traffickers, drug dealers, that's the biggest problem.
Sheriff Coyle says his department works with a supportive fiscal court. Madison County is using a street crimes unit, a tip line, and a high-intensity drug trafficking task force.
We fight this thing just like fighting fire every day. You know, we look forward working with anything or anybody that can help us. Hopefully more federal grant monies that can come in to help us fight this problem. But we're all in. You know, we do it every day.
To date this year, Madison County has had at least 26 overdose deaths. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.